This episode is brought to you by Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Everything is more exhilarating when you're on your motorcycle, just like your bike is more protected when you choose Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. They offer coverage for your bike starting as low as $75 per year, and they keep things affordable with discounts like paid in full, multi-policy, and responsible driver. So raise your kickstands and get to quoting at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. $75 premium is for state minimum coverage. Not available in D.C. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Now from Times Square, here's what you need to know.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to What You Need to Know on this Monday. Every time I hear this song, I laugh. My mom used to sing the song, and it horrified me. Hip, or that's like really no, like not great cool. When you're a kid.
Give her some credit. I mean, she deserves a little credit. Look at you.
I think it's cool.
A little side eye. That's
really cool. If your mom was singing this in the grocery store.
Hey, my mom does. My mom is cool. All right, guys, I want to give a shout out as if I know her. Congratulations to Lauryn Hill and celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill album there. Yeah.
It's
pretty cool. 25
yeah, that's
years. I got a chance to see her in Philly for the Roots Picnic. She brought out the Fugees. The start time was 9:15. She was on stage 9:37 and almost performed like 2 hours.
Wow.
What a treat.
And you were rocking it out for every
minute, from one ear to the other, yeah. I was all smiles.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at this big number that we're following today. An impressive debut for the new Spider-Man movie across the Spider-Verse. The highly anticipated animated film brought in more than $120 million at the domestic box office. And we're told that the film beat opening weekend estimates by more than $30 million. It is the second biggest opening of the year, by the way, behind the Super Mario Brothers. So people are getting out to theaters, and I love to see it.
That's great.
On that popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Dr. Chen, we have a new study that's out, the American Heart Association. It looks at the association between estrogen therapy used for menopause and heart health. So break this
down. And blood pressure. And I want to caution before we get to these numbers and what this study found, that this is just one view, one perspective. It is a very complicated situation. So this is not an all or none phenomenon. But let me tell you about this study. Really interesting. They looked at over 100,000 women using estrogen-only HRT, hormone replacement therapy for menopause. And they found that they did a head-to-head with women who took it orally versus a patch, and they found that the women who took the pills had a 14% increased risk of high blood pressure, and the women who took pills orally versus using a vaginal cream had a 19% increased risk of high blood pressure. Now, why is there a difference? The theories here, anything you ingest orally has to go through what we call first-pass liver metabolism. That could potentially play a role in affecting blood pressure. And this is an important issue because heart disease, the number one killer of women, at all, particularly in this age group, and HRT does increase the risk. It depends on the age of the woman starting it and her pre-existing risk factors for heart disease. But again, blood pressure directly linked to heart health.
All right, good advice there, Dr. Chen. Thank you very much. Let's check it out with my good friend, ABC's Will Carr, with the latest headlines. Good afternoon to you, Will.
Happy Monday, DeMarco. Let's get to the news. We start in the skies over the nation's capital, where federal officials say an unresponsive plane flew into heavily restricted airspace. F-16 fighter jets scrambled to track and intercept the plane, creating a sonic boom so powerful it rattled homes, according to military officials. The FAA says the Cessna business jet took off from Tennessee and was headed for Long Island, New York, but without explanation, changed course for a path to Washington, D.C. The pilot unresponsive, with one federal official saying he appeared to have passed out. The plane eventually crashed in Virginia with no survivors. We're learning more about what may have caused the horrific train crash in India. Investigators now believe a signaling failure could be to blame. At least 275 people were killed and close to 1,000 reportedly injured. And bad news for your budget, we could see a spike in the price of gas this summer. Starting in July, OPEC producer Saudi Arabia plans to cut its global oil supply. The reduction is meant to help boost the sagging price of crude oil. No word on how long the price increases will last. And Miami brought the heat to Denver last night against all odds in the NBA Finals, and on Nugget territory, no less. The Heat came back to beat Denver 111-108, tying the series 1-1. And I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the NBA Finals, but every time you think you know what's going to happen, it's the exact opposite. The Nuggets have not lost at home in more than 2 months.
I have to tell you, DeMarco called this.
Thank you very much.
Why we should not go over to
ESPN if they call a brother? All right, well, thank you. Good to see you, man. We appreciate it.
There's a whole lot more ahead here on GMA3 on this first Monday of June. The bright light of the American dream may be dimming for thousands of DACA recipients. ABC's Devin Dwyer explains why a growing number are planning now to self-deport.
Plus, the inspirational journey of Elio Murillo, NASA's space mechanic, the engineer, and now author, shares how he overcame poverty to work on NASA's mission to Mars. We're glad you're with us. Stick with us. All right, welcome back, everyone, to GMA3. The future of an Obama-era policy to protect young undocumented immigrants from deportation known as DACA is being weighed on by a Texas federal judge.
Now, a growing number of DACA recipients say that due to years of uncertainty, they're looking to leave the country on their own terms. ABC News senior Washington reporter Devin Dwyer joins us with more. Good afternoon to you, Devin.
Good afternoon.
Hey, guys, there are nearly 700,000 DACA recipients in this country. As you know, many were brought here by their parents as children and have grown up entirely as Americans. But now some are making the gut-wrenching decision to give up on their American dream.
This is where I live here.
Is your whole life in this room?
Not all of it, but a lot of it.
In his Philadelphia apartment, Miguel has been living the American dream. College graduate and son of Colombian immigrants, grew up cheering on American sports teams and studying American history.
And LBJ is your guy.
Yep. Yeah, it's a Texan.
His parents brought him to the U.S. as a toddler seeking asylum.
I loved learning about the president and about the different states.
But the family never got green cards for permanent residency. And Miguel, now 23, is among a growing number of so-called dreamers who are planning to self-deport from America.
I'm done dreaming. I want a real life.
But what is your dream?
Stability.
DACA was supposed to be temporary, but immigrants like Miguel have become dependent on the program as Congress remains gridlocked over a more permanent solution. Meanwhile, a major conservative legal challenge seeking to strike down DACA could soon be coming to a head.
An appeals court said the whole thing's got to go.
Immediately when I saw that news, and I started doing the math of, okay, if I renew by this day, and I was like, you know, I caught myself. I said, Miguel, you can't live like this. This is crazy.
This summer, Miguel says he plans to leave all that stress behind, what he calls an act of taking back control of his life by moving to Canada.
It's a developed country. It's a global power. So no, I don't think it's going back to square one, but it's still disheartening that it didn't work out in America.
Tohita Wahabzada is a former DACA recipient who's supporting Miguel through the process.
I left the United States around February 2020.
She threw a so-called self-deportation party with friends and relocated to Canada. Later, Tohita co-founding a network of disillusioned American dreamers known as Onward. She says hundreds have joined and that interest in self-deportation by DACA recipients is on the rise.
A lot of talent going overseas.
Brain drain, essentially.
Monsi Hernandez is a former DACA recipient from South Carolina, an aspiring social worker. Monsi moved to Germany at 23, leaving the U.S. at a time when social workers are in short supply.
I do not have any regrets about self-deporting. I'm no longer illegal.
Madai Zamora was brought to the States from Mexico at 3 years old, growing up as an American kid in California and North Carolina for 21 years.
The States, it's basically a golden cage. You have all these opportunities, but you can't really go anywhere past a certain point.
Hi, guys.
A teacher and community organizer, Mada E, self-deported to Mexico in 2018, where she started a video blog where she talks about being separated from her family still in the States.
And I couldn't give my mom a hug.
To Miguel, those deported dreamers are proof life outside America's borders can offer a freedom they never found here. He's upbeat about enrolling in a Canadian business school, but as he took me on a drive through his beloved Philly neighborhood, the decision weighed heavy, too overwhelming to accept.
Like, why can't Congress just do something about this? It's not...
With his family's support and despite waves of grief for what will be lost, Miguel says he has no regrets.
Being able to live life on my terms and not what Congress or a judge or lawyers far away decide is incredibly empowering for me.
What do you want people to take away from our conversation?
We love this country and we just want a chance to succeed.
And Congress has repeatedly failed to enact a path to permanent residency for kids like Miguel. Sad story, but inspiring.
And Devin, Miguel mentioned the legal challenge to DACA as one of the reasons why he decided that he will leave. Where does that stand? Is it likely to actually be struck down?
Well, Eva, all the legal experts that I've talked to say it's not really a matter of if, but when DACA will get struck down. The Texas judge that is hearing that case you mentioned previously ruled against the program. So this case is likely destined for the Supreme Court sometime next year, guys.
All right. Phenomenal reporting, Devin Dwyer. Thank you.
Thanks, DeMarco. Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up on GMA3, the incredible story behind NASA's beloved space mechanic.
Elio Murillo is here to share his journey of enduring racism and poverty as a child to become a Mars mission engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. GMA3, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Everything is more exhilarating when you're on your motorcycle, just like your bike is more protected when you choose Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. They offer coverage for your bike starting as low as $75 per year, and they keep things affordable with discounts like paid in full, multi-policy, and responsible driver. So raise your kickstands and get to quoting at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. $75 premium is for state minimum coverage. Not available in D.C. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
All right, welcome back to GMA3. Our next guest is affectionately known as the Space Mechanic. He's an engineer who's dedicated his life to the exploration and expansion in space.
And now he's speaking about his journey from growing up in poverty to exploring infinity and beyond in his new memoir called The Boy Who Reached for the Stars. Please welcome Elio Murillo.
Elio!
So, I mean, when I read these accolades, you just landed a job at the Blue Origin as the space systems engineer. You previously worked at NASA on the Mars 2020 mission. You're the first person in history to launch a helicopter on another planet. That was Mars. How old are you? And how are you able to do all of this?
How do you do it?
So I just turned 30 a few weeks ago.
Nice.
And to be fair, in that previous statement, I was part of a team that did all of this, right? And I think that's part of what I like to emphasize is that I've been very fortunate, despite a lot of the obstacles and challenges throughout my life. I've always had some type of nurturing community around me, including at NASA, including at now my current job at Blue Origin. And that's very important and part of what I like to communicate.
And you talk about the importance of education and also the importance of everyone being able to get a quality education there. You came from a very prestigious school in Puerto Rico when you moved here to New York City, but you also mentioned the systemic racism that, you know, the school system still deals with, according to so many people, especially people who have realized it and faced it day to day. What's your thoughts about that and how you got to where you are when it comes to education?
Yeah, and that's a very valid question. I think I didn't realize it for many years that I went through that when I was in Brooklyn. But I was very fortunate to have a mom who stepped up to the injustice. Despite not knowing English, there were certain situations that could have held me back if I didn't know any better. And my mom was very adamant about making sure things were done correctly, and she's a true believer in justice. I get it from somebody. And that pushed me to certain paths, and then with mentors and teachers, and honestly my friends. I'm surrounded by an incredible group of friends. We've all pushed each other over the years, and they inspire me, I inspire them, we help each other, we extend a hand. And I fully understand that there's not many people that look and sound like me in the industry, and I think it's a responsibility that I take very seriously to show my face, to talk about my story, so that kids see themselves, hopefully in some way, that they can mirror their own journeys and understand that this is a path that they can take, that they can follow, and can't wait to have them on board and we're exploring the stars together.
When we sat down, I was like, you're the coolest NASA coolest looking NASA scientist I've ever
seen.
Bomber
jacket, the J's.
Yeah, I mean, but what started this love of space for you?
Yeah, I think curiosity. And over the years, watching some shows on TV, it was always very clear that there was people behind these incredible machines. And although there weren't that many people that looked and sounded like me, it still was very reasonable to think, hey, I think I can do this. And with a mom that was a teacher, education was just the way forward, and that's something I'm incredibly grateful for.
All right, Elio, thank you very much. And I love how you just give your mom all the praise too for what she's done. You refer to her as the OG hustler.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, good to have you here.
Yeah.
And again, The Boy Who Reached for the Stars will be on sale starting tomorrow, so be sure to pick up a copy and support him. And just ahead here on GMA3, Dr. Jen is back with a skinny on sugar substitutes with real health benefits.
And not everyone is looking forward to the warm weather months. We'll get the facts on seasonal depression in the summer. GMA3 will be right back.
All right, it's time to talk now to America's favorite doctor, in my opinion, and I think everybody's opinion.
Thank you, good to see you, my friend.
So let's talk about this. I love chips, cookies, pizza, you name it, but too much of anything is not good enough. How do we control and own our cravings?
So would you say you get food cravings?
Every day,
all
day.
Do you get hangry?
All the time. Just playing it off.
I haven't had my bagel yet.
Do you?
Yes, I'm starving when I wake up.
So I thought this was interesting. It's inspired by a recent article in the New York Times about food cravings and the science behind them, which I learned when I was getting my degree in nutrition, is a real phenomenon. There are actual hormonal signals that originate in the brain that are responsible for our hunger, our satiety. When we reach for certain foods that you mentioned, it lights up or activates the reward center in our brain, the same thing that can get activated with certain drugs of abuse, et cetera, et cetera. So the question is, it's real. What do you do about it? And there's now kind of burgeoning science, behavioral science, about actual tips that you can take to deal with these cravings. So once we accept that they're real, now what do we do about them? The first thing is, talk to your craving. DeMarco, I want to hear you do this. Say, okay, I'm having a craving. I accept it. What can I do to get through it? Most cravings pass within 5 minutes, so it's a matter of finding these strategies. Other strategies, they suggest something called urge surfing. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
That just means riding the wave, riding the water that comes along with this. Do something else. Engage in something, some drink that's not, you know, harmful or loaded with calories, water, seltzer, et cetera. Literally go for a walk, but the key is
chocolate chip cookie, glass of water.
No.
Chocolate chip cookie.
I know.
Hello, Mr. Chocolate Chip.
I know.
Talk to it. In a moment.
Welcome back to GMA3, What You Need to Know. You are watching a 13-year-old golf prodigy. Jaden Song is competing for a spot at the U.S. Open in Los Angeles. He's up against former PGA professionals and top college players. If he finishes in the top five out of 89 other players, he will be the youngest to advance to the U.S. Open. ABC News has been following him since he was 8 years old.
Coach Jaden, 13.
I know, that's
incredible. He also looks much taller than most 13-year-olds.
Do you think he would give me lessons?
No.
No.
Well, you know what? If you pay for it, he probably would.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should do a story, and then you could get free lessons in the story.
I need too much help for him.
No.
He may be a prodigy, but there are limits.
You're probably a pro. I think she's a pro.
She is a pro. Dr. Jen, you're taking us through the pages of your magazine, Better, and you have a special prescription for wellness based on an article that is in the magazine right now that you guys wrote about. It's called On Sugar Substitutes.
Healthier sugar options. And one of the things I love that I do in the magazine and will be doing in the next issue as well is kind of putting on my hat as a nutritionist in addition to as a doctor. So part of it is food and nutrition. And this kind of section we have on healthier sugar substitutes is really important because a lot of people are trying to get away from the white table sugar and use some things that maybe they need to use in smaller amounts that have slightly healthier nutritional profiles. So we have a couple of them here. You guys, dates I'm obsessed with. They're called Nature's Candy for a reason, DeMarco. You were saying they are so sweet by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, but you're right. They are incredibly sweet. They're loaded with fiber. Dark chocolate.
I already had one.
You've already dabbled. Now listen, and you had the right amount. One square. And we know that they have antioxidants. They can potentially even help.
So just
with
one
your
square.
Blood.
I was about to grab the other.
One square.
It's like one.
That's it. And then blackstrap molasses as a liquid if you're baking is a great white sugar alternative. Everyone here kind of made a face, but it's, you know, just explore these other things. The one thing I will tell you is that in the brain, anything that tastes sweet is going to activate that reward center. So with moderation, it takes time to retrain your taste buds, but I love these.
That's too sweet. I'll go for the chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah. The chocolate is very good. And I'll just have one since you just told us only one.
Right. There you go.
Well, straight ahead here on GMA3, the connection between warm weather and seasonal depression. Our friend and clinical psychologist Jeff Gardier explains why the heat, humidity, and social expectations of summer can potentially affect our mental health.
Dr. Gardier is in the house, plus our Better Magazine expert with the proper way to protect your skin this summer, from what foods to eat to the best hydrating creams and cleansers, by the way, that's important. We're back in a moment. Stay with us.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast, now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one Group Text you won't want to exit. Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to GMA 3. Today we are paging through Dr. Jen's Better Magazine and breaking down all the important headlines, starting with mental health and seasonal depression.
It's a real thing. While many people associate colder weather with a winter blues and a summer with a time of fun and relaxation, the warmer months can spark feelings of anxiety and depression in people without even realizing what's causing it. So here to break it down is our dear friend, Dr. Gardier.
Jeff Gardier.
Yes.
Thank you.
Great to be with all of you. Congratulations
you,
on Better Magazine.
And thank you
for having me in the magazine.
Well, you are one of our expert contributors. So first, when you talk about seasonal effects on our mood and psychology and mental health, what happens in the summer? Because most people just think of the winter.
Yeah, they think about the winter, but when we see in the summer, you know, there's such a pressure to fall in. We were talking about that, right? In enjoying the nice hot weather, but what we see with a lot of sun, with a lot of humidity, with that blazing heat, some people are really affected by that in a very negative way. Yeah. They just don't like that excessive heat and humidity, and so, as you talked about, we see some of that anxiety, we see the depression, and we see so many other things that can happen that just don't make them feel good. That pressure to have to fall in and be that summer baby.
So what are the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder?
Well, as we tend to see with winter blues, right, people get really sluggish and they overeat and they have to stay home. Here, what we see with the summer blues, summer depression, is that they tend to be agitated, they tend to be annoyed, they tend to perhaps not eat as much because they just lose their appetite. And so they tend to have a lot of insomnia too.
So who's most affected by this type of affective disorder?
Yeah, well, it's not me, I'll tell you that. I love the summer, okay? But we tend to see people who have a pre-existing depression, people who have a lot of allergies, right, Dr. Jen? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just really bothered by those allergies, and so it just makes summertime really miserable if they burn easily, given whatever their complexion may be. I will tell you, I will reveal to you that my wife, who has a very, very light complexion, can't stay out in the sun. She can't deal with that humidity. So my children and I are laughing at her, but she sees that it's no laughing matter. It really does bother her.
Yeah, so when we talk about, you know, identifying something in medicine and mental health, then the next step is, what can we do about it, right? I mean, most people are familiar with the light boxes for the winter blues.
Of course.
What are the approaches
for
treatment?
Well, there are so many things that we can do. First and foremost, work in a cooler place. Make sure that AC is really working. You may want to work and actually sleep in a cooler basement area. Don't worry, you won't turn into a vampire. It's okay. But, you know, there are other things that one can do. Of course, staying in the shade, preparing for the summer, making sure that you have the proper skin treatment and so on, as we'll learn from Dr. Michelle. And as we talked about in the magazine, there are less expensive things that we can do other than just psychotherapy, which is great. Medication, psych medications are great. But if you don't have the money, you can find lower cost clinics. You can go to the hospital and they'll let you know what's in the community as far as low cost services. Online services are also important. And just talking about it is very important, so you know that you're not alone, because quite often people are marginalized who may be miserable in the summer. What's wrong with you?
Right. No, you're right. I'm like you. I love the summertime, but, you know, the winter blues, it always gets me.
And we have to be more sensitive to people who are not into that hot weather, and understand that we have to make a space for them to coexist in their own way.
You are right, Dr. Gardia. Yeah. Thank you very much, and always good to have you as well. Dr. Michelle Henry joins us right now for some skincare checklists just to help us out. Let's talk about this margarita burn that everybody's talking about that I knew nothing about.
Yes, margarita burn, it's all over TikTok. And so it happens when certain fruits, so like limes, they contain something called sorrelins. And those sorrelins sensitize the skin to UV light. So you're making your margarita, you drip a little bit on your hand, it gets sensitized, you get a burn, and you get long-lasting hyperpigmentation.
Wait a minute, so when I'm drinking a beer and I squeeze a lime and... Oh, okay.
Be very careful. Or wash your hands immediately to prevent against it.
Long-lasting hyperpigmentation.
Long-lasting hyperpigmentation. Very, very distinctive to dermatologists. Looks like a little drip, a dribble or lines. So very easy for us
also
to detect.
Also on your face.
Yes, on the lips.
Oh, wow. All right, let's look at the summer checklist. These are things that we can take as supplements or eat that will help our skin.
Yes, so these are food that's friendly for the skin. So first we have avocado and salmon. So these are packed full of omega-3s. So omega-3s are great. They're anti-inflammatory, going to reduce redness, going to help fight acne, and help to also improve the elasticity of the skin. Then we have sunflower seeds. So they're delicious, easy, and packed full of vitamin E. So vitamin E is going to help that elasticity. It's also an antioxidant, so it's going to help to protect the skin from environmental factors. Then we have yellow peppers, red peppers, and broccoli full of vitamin C, going to help to stimulate some collagen. And then our supplements. We have Biosil. So Biosil is made of choline. That helps to make some of the necessary amino acids to stimulate collagen, and niacinamide. Niacinamide is going to help to brighten the skin, and it also helps to protect against skin cancer.
And that's in a lot of sunscreens now, too,
exactly.
Which is a great product.
Exactly.
Okay, let's go on to cleansers and creams, and explain this phenomenon. If you actually over-dry your face, you can wind up producing more oil, right? So you have to be careful.
You have to be very careful. So the name of the game in the summer is to keep it light but still hydrating, because we don't want to get too dry. And so all these products do that. So first we have the Kiehl's Powder Cleanser. This is great. Great for the skin and for the hair. It's going to give a little exfoliation but not dry out the skin. Then we have this Cream to Foam Cleanser. So it's a cream, but it turns into a foam. So hydrating, we're going to lift off that dirt, oil, and debris. And then we have this Olay Gel moisturizer. A little bit of peptide, hyaluronic acid, can help to stimulate some collagen, but also quick to absorb during the summer months.
I like it. This is my secret right here.
Yes.
Really? My favorite. Yeah,
that's a
use
great
it all the time.
One.
Let's talk sun protection if we can.
Yeah, so sun protection. So let's talk about sunscreen first. So this is the Revitalift by L'Oreal. It also has vitamin C, so that's a common theme. So going to protect from UV light, but also stimulate some collagen as well. The Kula lip balm. This is often forgotten. I see a lot of burns on the lips. I see a lot of skin cancer on the lips. So absolutely critical to protect your lips during the summer months. And part of a sun-safe regimen, your clothing. So I love this cute visor. Looks good. We're going to protect you all summer long. And good UV protective t-shirts are critical.
I use these a lot outside when I'm taking my golf lessons.
My mom is always wearing one of these visors. Yeah.
Okay. Dermaplaning.
Yes. Yes.
Also, I just love again.
These two are happy.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Okay. This is a lot of what we talk about off camera, but dermaplaning is kind of like shaving your face.
It's amazing.
I've done that.
So
it's incredible.
I love skincare tech. So dermaplaning is going to get rid of all those little pesky hairs that don't allow your makeup to go on
smooth. I shave every day.
Yeah. So it's going to protect the skin. It's going to help to encourage skin cell turnover. It's going to make the skin look more youthful. So one of my absolute favorites. I talked about it a little bit in Better because I love this product so much. So really essential for having youthful, soft, beautiful skin. We also have a few other gadgets here. We have the sunscreen UV mirror. So this is going to help you find your sun damage and also make sure that you're covering your entire skin.
That's dope.
Protected.
That is
super,
cool.
Super cool.
Wait, it shows you in the mirror where
your sun damage
is? Exactly.
When you look at it, you can see your damage. And you can see where you've not covered your skin with your sunscreen.
You buried the lead.
Yeah.
This is dope.
Yeah. So that is super cool. We love that one. Speaking of cool, these cooling globes are fantastic after a day at the beach or outside. Helps to cool down the skin. So really great. A lot of my
patients. How do you
really
use it? You just roll it on your
face? Yeah, you just roll it on. It feels good. It's a nice moment of self-care.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
Also really good for in the morning when you have puffy eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And remember, all skin tones, all skin colors should need SPF every day.
Thank you. Say it loud for the people in the back.
Well. Yes. Even the darkest, deepest skin is only SPF 13. And we need SPF 30, SPF 50 when we're outside. So everyone needs it.
I've learned from the best.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Better Magazine, too. I like the way you say better.
Yes,
thank you. And for more top skincare tips, you can check out Better wherever magazines are sold in stores right now.
Hey, it's Brad Milkey, host of ABC's daily news podcast, Start Here. And I'm honored to say Start Here, along with several ABC audio projects, are up for Webby Awards. Voting is open to the public, and we're all really excited about these awards, but this vote closes on Thursday. So please don't wait. You can go to abcaudio.com/webbies. That's abcaudio.com/webbies, W-E-B-B-Y-S, to cast your vote for Start Here, along with other ABC news shows. We really appreciate it.
At Average Joe, that's a new series coming soon to BET+. And the show follows Joe Washington. That's a blue-collar plumber who learns shortly after his father's death that his dad was leading a secret double life and stole millions of dollars from powerful people.
Oh, yeah. Joe's wife in the series, Angela Washington, is played by the talented Tammy Townsend, who is joining us now to tell us all about it. Hello there. How
Tammy.
Are you doing?
Woo.
Tammy Townsend.
It's
that was a lot of
play on the tee.
And looking fly as ever,
yeah,
my dear.
Ivy Park. So this show has lots of secrets in it. So I have to ask you, how do you feel about secrets? Are you good at keeping secrets?
I'm great at keeping secrets. I'm a vault. However, if in a crisis, I'm a complete scaredy cat. I'm not that person.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, in real life, what do you do when a crisis
flail
pops up?
And scream. I think it was like a zombie apocalypse and I was the only adult with like kids or something and I had to come out. I would do it that way, but otherwise I'm like, I am screaming.
So what fascinated you about taking this role here?
Well, actually, you know what? It was the way it was written. I mean, it was something that I have never done before. And because I come from the half-hour sitcom world. And so to be able to mix both comedy and drama and then have some edge and suspense, and it was a no-brainer. So well written. So, yeah.
I mean, you talk about the comedy sitcom world. You have been in the business since you were, what, 9? years old. I mean, that's just what, 10, 20 years. But I mean, your list of credits, Days of Our Lives, Family Matters, NCIS Los Angeles. I mean, just keep going.
Yes.
What if you had to pick one of your projects that fans recognize you for the most, is there one?
The one that I get called on a lot is Family Matters. It's Family Matters with us, just played opposite Steve Urkel, Jaleel White. All the time, people come up to me and like, oh, I didn't know you. Yeah, what are you doing?
You can't
now?
Get away from that character.
I can't. I'm still acting. Great. I'm still acting, y'all. I mean, yeah.
So tell us, what's your skin regimen, your workout regimen? Because you don't age.
Thank you.
And that's for real, because you know I don't blow smoke. You don't age at all.
Well, I appreciate that. I have a good doctor. So. not yet, but look, I will do it. So it's not even a problem. But you know, I get a lot of sleep. I try to eat right. Work out regularly. That kind of thing. You know.
So she said, but if
I know
the day comes,
that's a boring
answer,
but that's what it is.
No.
You just have good genes.
Yeah. Well, my mother would thank you for that. Yeah, I look just like her. So.
Oh, well, thank you very much for being on. Again, we admire you. I mean, when Dr. Jen was, you know, reading off the list, I was like, man, does she ever sleep? And the answer is no.
Listen, if I could work forever, that's the plan here. So
I think you will.
I thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. I'm so excited to be here.
Come back.
Okay, I'm gonna hold you to this now. Okay. Y'all listening?
All right, back to the control room. She's not jotting it down.
Okay, good.
All right, folks. Average Joe premieres June 26th on BET Plus. So go out and support it.
Thank you.
And that is what you need to know for today. Thanks for being here. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. I'm Eva Pilgrim.
I'm DeMarco Morgan.
And I'm Dr. Jen Ashton.
My favorite right here. You know that. From all of us here at ABC News. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' group text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers Group Text Podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit.